Following a trend which began in 2009, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang's latest government work report to this year's MPC session has outlined a series of steps to add to the government's Health China strategy. Specifically, government subsidies for basic health insurance for rural and non-working urban residents will be increased by 40 yuan, half of which will be allocated to the serious disease insurance scam. Chen Jingyu is the deputy head of the People's Hospital in Wuxi, Jiangsu Province, and also a deputy to this year's MPC. He says the new plans are a welcome amendment.
The central government has been doing a lot in the area of healthcare reform, including a wider coverage of medical insurance and the creation of national insurance networks. These plans have been worked out very quickly. Since last year, the government has also started working on integrating regional medical resources and setting up priority diagnosis and treatment programs, which are the focus of the current reform process. At the same time, private hospitals and other healthcare providers are being encouraged to attract different groups of patients.
The increase in the basic subsidies for rural and non-working urban residents is specifically designed to help poorer people. MPC Deputy Liu Fan is the head of orthopedics at affiliated hospital with Nantong University.
Since 2011, the subsidies for basic health insurance have increased from 240 yuan to 450 yuan, which is already a big step forward. Now that an extra 40 yuan has been added, the subsidies are now double what they originally started out as. This reflects that our government is doing what it can to help average people benefit from the policies. Patients can now be directly reimbursed at the place where they receive treatment. This is very convenient for specific groups such as migrant workers.
Priority diagnosis and treatment has been made one of the top priorities in the current healthcare reform program. Trialed in certain cities in the past few years, it involves three levels of healthcare, with doctors referring patients based on the seriousness of their illness. The ultimate goal is to distribute patients to different facilities based on the level of care they need. This is considered a priority, as many people in China tend to distrust the community healthcare facilities and will often gravitate to major centers such as Beijing in search of the best healthcare they can find, regardless of the seriousness of their illness. This puts a massive burden on major healthcare centers. Gang Huitian is an MPC deputy and professor at Sichuan University's West China Hospital.
The key to breaking the difficulty of seeing doctors is the priority diagnosis and treatment program. This has already been proved by many countries. To make the mechanism work, we need to increase the overall capabilities of personnel at primary hospitals. Only when the general practitioners at a primary level can diagnose illnesses accurately and refer patients appropriately will patients begin to trust them. We also think that the incomes of primary doctors should also be increased so that more competent doctors will be willing to work at the primary levels.
However, deputies to the MPC do concede that the priority diagnosis and the treatment program will be slow to accept among patients. As such, they suggest that the cost for a fully subsidized public health care system in China remains unattainable at this point. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang.